97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Tis the time. It's Beer 30. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. The podcast is on Google Play and iTunes. They're on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, welcome.
Good morning, Danny.
Thanks for having us, buddy.
So, I see something dark and sexy in front of me, and it's not just you, buddy.
What? I was going with that joke. I'm like, well, I have been working out. Remember those salads I was talking about a couple episodes ago?
So today, Danny, this one seems to be right up your alley.
Yeah.
You are a stout and porter type of guy. This is a what they call a campfire stout from High Water Brewing in my hometown of San Jose, California. This is the tagline on it says it leaves you wanting some more. Because this is like a graham cracker chocolate marshmallow fluff infused beer. Yeah. I'm not 100% on the brewing process of this. I know that I've had this beer a number of times, you know, like a dark beer drinker's delight, really. Yeah. This has everything you're looking for in a dark beer, and then some, I think. It's really roasty. That graham cracker is really bright in the nose, if we're going to jump right into the AATMF. You know, the aroma, there's a ton of, like, sort of roasty chocolate, graham cracker, a little bit of vanilla, which I think kind of gives way into the marshmallow in the mouthfeel there. This thing is... It's got that nice espresso crema on it. I don't know that this thing is necessarily like dark as night, but it's pretty dark.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Brad, I mean, it's like a dream come true for people who love stouts and porters and just dark beer in general. Really malty. The graham cracker is actually prevalent, and it's not like that breadiness that you would expect, but it's one of those things you just get that little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla, little these hints and subtleties, and it absolutely does taste like you're drinking a liquid s'more. It's unbelievable. The aroma on this isn't as strong as the flavor, which was kind of surprising. You'd expect to get some of those strong notes that you taste in that aroma. You really just get nice subtlety. You just get malt, really like a simple malt. Seems like a pretty straightforward, you know, stout. And then you drink it in, and that's when all the flavors come alive.
That's where I get really curious about a beer like this, because it really does in so many ways mimic a s'more, right? The marshmallow is it's the cleanup hitter in the lineup of the s'more, really. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some of that roasty chocolate from the Hershey part of it, and then some of what you've roasted that marshmallow to, but really it's that vanilla sugar, you know, marshmallow flavor there. And that's really the way that this plays out too. It smells of the malt, like you're saying, it's toasty, it's roasty, and then the mouthfeel just has this big sweet vanilla aspect to it. And that's the thing I think that trips me out so much about this, is that it really does, from the nose to the finish, it does mimic, you know, eating a s'more. It's funny.
Without being synthetic tasting. You know, it doesn't taste like they put a bunch of stuff in it to make it taste like that.
Right. You definitely would be able to pick out like I really don't know how they're mimicking the marshmallow fluff, mm-hmm. and just the right amount of sugar apparently. But, you know, the vanilla to me is the biggest thing. You usually can sniff out or taste that, you know, just a vanilla extract versus like a whole vanilla bean.
Right.
And that you really get that out of this. And it's just, it really, like from start to finish, this is camping. This is summer. This is a great winter beer. I mean, this is one of those things. Now, we were saying before we went on that this really is especially interesting because it has developed and changed since we've opened it to when we started drinking it. You know, a lot of times.
Because I'm already done.
Okay. I'll have my fourth sample now.
I'll confirm what you say in a minute.
Well, you know, everyone in the United States loves, traditionally likes their beer cold. The colder it is, the more you're going to mute flavors. And this is something when you pour it out, because it's in a large bottle, the first one you're going to get is really going to be colder right out of the fridge, and you're going to pour it into a glass. Then that second pour is really going to be where all these things we just talked about come alive.
Yeah.
And you get a little bit, you know, just a few degrees temperature brings out so much more of the aroma in the nose and also on your palate.
I'll foreshadow our final decision here, but I'm quite the big fan of this beer.
Yeah, we can actually start with that. So thumbs up over here.
I'm two thumbs way up on this beer.
All right, Brad's a thumbs up.
You know, I'm going to go thumbs middle. And the only reason I am is because, to me, this is one of those things where because it delivers on everything we just said, and I think it's a good beer, the problem for me is going to be having more than one.
Yeah.
This is something that you can probably only have, to me, it's overly sweet, and you can only have half of a serving. For the most part, you're not going to drink the entire 22 mm-hmm. or more than two pints of this. Some people don't need to do that, but at the end of the day, if I buy a 22, I want to drink the whole thing, and I think that second 22 is going to be a little too much. So half a thumbs up.
If I could steal a term from the millennial Netflix watcher, this wouldn't be binge-worthy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's definitely an acquired taste, because if you are, it's very sweet. It's no doubt. I mean, even for me, for someone who likes stouts and all this richness, it's to me, it's also very sweet. So I could see that it may be a little too much for some people. Not for me, though. Thumbs up.
Well played, sir. Well played.
All right. You can catch this review and others online at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find them on iTunes and Google Play. They're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Sports Meets Beer. Brad and Ben, thanks for being back.
Thanks, Danny.